Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
One like this has never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history. It's been sad in so many ways, but I think it's going to be inspiring because we're going to do something that, frankly, nobody's been able to do for a long time. We've
dominant. Totally dominant in Super Tuesday. I mean, you know, you did have Vermont, right? But, I mean, second primary being won by a GOP female ever, and that's about all that Nikki Haley can hang her hat on, which is not much. But President Trump comes out late last night and gives a speech celebrating all of the things that he claims credit for in the past and all the things that have been done wrong under Biden, campaigning obviously for November, not even mentioning Nikki Haley in the win speech last night.
We've watched our country take a great beating over the last 3 years, and nobody thought a thing like this would be possible. We wouldn't have Russia attacking Ukraine. We wouldn't have Israel being attacked. Iran, as you know, was broke. When I was running things, they were broke. They didn't have money for Hamas. They didn't have money for Hezbollah.
Meaning that we wouldn't have had an invasion of Ukraine. We wouldn't have had a terrorist attack against Israel. We wouldn't have the Houthis shooting missiles at everybody they could find to shoot missiles at. So, you know, international affairs would have been completely different under him, he's claimed many times. And of all the things that President Trump says, that's one that I tend to side with him. I think that his track record on international affairs was actually very successful. And even though I know he's prone to exaggerate his own credit for everything, doesn't mean that he doesn't get credit for some things. And certainly in that regard, he does.
We had no inflation. Inflation is destroying the middle class. It's destroying everything. Inflation, if you look back over the history, hundreds of years back, it's called inflation. It's called a country buster. And that's what it's doing to our country. What's happened with inflation has been unbelievable. A lot of people say, a lot of experts have said, the stock market's the only thing that's doing well, and that's doing well because our poll numbers are so much higher than Joe Biden's.
Not sure that's the reason why, but you can't dispute the fact that his poll numbers do currently predict him as beating Joe Biden, and the stock market has been doing well, but it's doing well before, so I'm not sure about that one. But then he got to talking about immigration, obviously, huge subject, major failure by the Biden administration, something that President Trump tried to get a hold of.
Today it was announced that 325,000 people were flown in from parts unknown. Migrants were flown in, airplane, not going through borders, not going through that great Texas barrier that I was with the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, the other day, and we were looking at the job they're doing. But in the meantime, they're pouring into California and they're pouring into Arizona because those governors aren't doing anything. They're doing nothing. But today it was just announced before I came out. It was unbelievable. I said, that must be a mistake. They flew 325,000 migrants, flew them in over the borders into our country. So that really tells you where they're coming from. They want open borders.
See, this is the kind of thing that makes it so hard for me because I am, as you know, willing to give credit where the credit is due. And there's a lot of credit due to former President Trump. There absolutely is. And yet then he talks. I'm like, do you think there's not immigration control at an airport? They flew them over the border like they're smuggling them into the country where there's no checkpoint at all. But you've been to an airport, and you understand customs, right? You've flown out of the country, sir. You know that just because they came in through a plane that they didn't bypass border control. But he says these things, and I'm just like, what are you talking about?
We have, this is a room chock full of incredible, talented people, like some of the guys standing right in front of me, right? Big, big futures, big, fat, beautiful futures. Oh, I'd love to be your age. I'd pay you a lot of money to be your age.
What? What's it? Just what?
It's sad to see what's happening to our cities. Our cities are being overrun with migrant crime, and that's Biden migrant crime. But it's a new category of crime, and it's violent, where they'll stand in the middle of a street and have fistfights with police officers. And if they did that in their countries from where they came, they'd be killed instantly, instantly. They wouldn't do that. So the world is laughing at us. The world is taking advantage of us.
So are we recommending street-side capital punishment for people who resist arrest? Is that what he's saying? Or is he not recommending a policy? Is he just sort of fretting over the inability of American law enforcement to respond appropriately? See, again, this is, I'm sure I'll say it a thousand other times. One of the things, I have to sort of watch how much I watch President Trump, because he drives me crazy and he says completely insane things. But I have to watch how much I watch President Biden, because he drives me crazy and he says completely insane things. I just, you know, it's like I can't watch either of them, because it just sort of pulls me off center, rational evaluation. But this, what people will say, there's this old expression about President Trump that says, the people on the left take him literally and don't take him seriously. And the people on the right, his supporters, take him seriously but don't take him literally. I was raised, I don't understand what that means. I mean, I understand the concept, but I don't understand how to do that. I can't but take somebody at their word and try to evaluate what they're saying, because to me, words and reason and evidence matters. And this is a good example of this thing about, you know, he seems peeved that we can't just execute people on the street for resisting police. You know, those great countries where they come from, where they'd have been just shot dead on the street for something like that. Why can't we be more like that? You know, like, I understand there's a sentiment of frustration that we wish law enforcement could be a little more harsh, a little more strict, a little bit more effective, a little bit more like good parenting, where you spank and don't send them to the naughty spot and just talk to them and express your feelings, right? I get there's a sentiment that he's playing to in saying that. But it's one thing to play to the sentiment, and it's another thing entirely to say, boy, if only we had policy that represented that sentiment. What? No. I mean, no, not ever. But that's the point, is somehow or other he's rewritten for himself all of the rules about political speech, expression, campaigning, what's an acceptable thing to say, what people judge you by. You know, people, supporters of Trump will say that I'm not being, they'll say I'm not applying an appropriate standard to him, that I'm being too critical, I'm looking too careful. Well, I'm just applying the standard we apply to all people ever throughout history until this one guy comes along. This guy who is, you can't disagree, a cult of personality, right? Because what he says is right, and people who disagree with him are wrong by definition. Well, I mean, that's not the standard. You know, the standard is, what does he actually say? You can't, because there's what he says and there's what he does. And what he does, very effective, very much of the time. As I have said, very much of the time, avoiding war, controlling the border, fixing the economy, even responding to COVID, other than a whole lot of bumpy, rocky moments, you know, getting, I mean, vaccines developed within a year. I mean, that's amazing. But, you know, then there's the talking. And why does there have to be the talking? Why can't there be just the doing?
And now we have a very divided country. We have a country that a political person uses weaponization against his political opponent. Never happened here. It happens in other countries, but they're third world countries. And in some ways, we're a third world country. We're a third world country at our borders, and we're a third world country at our elections.
What? Okay. All right. So now here's, to be fair, The speech by Biden. Did you see, Jake? Did you see Biden's speech last night? He didn't talk last night. That's why. There was no speech by Biden last night. What Biden did is he told his folks to write me a message. I mean, I figure he was asleep. I don't know. My message to the country is this. Every generation of Americans will face a moment when it has to defend democracy, stand up for our personal freedom, stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. To every Democrat, Republican, and Independent who believes in a free and fair America, this is our moment. This is our fight. Together we will win. I mean, I fell asleep during that, and I was reading it. So, you know, weirdly, I would say that his advisors gave him good advice. Don't go out and talk. Let the news cycle just play Trump. He'll show his sort of typical pattern of saying somewhat credible and also somewhat ridiculous things. And you can't get in trouble when you're not talking, because all people can do is imagine how dumb you sound when you actually are talking. And we can imagine because we've seen it. So by contrast, you know, I don't have an opening segment where I can talk about how terrible Joe Biden looked or how old he looked or how much he stuttered and couldn't form coherent thoughts or whatever, because he doesn't give us material. And honestly, I think that's probably the smart decision PR-wise. Nikki Haley, meanwhile, did not speak either. She put out a statement. We're honored to have received the support of millions of Americans across the country today, including in Vermont, where Nikki became the first Republican woman to win two presidential primary contests, Vermont and D.C. Woo! You know, it's just, anyway. Unity is not achieved by simply claiming we're united today in state after state. There remains a large block of Republican primary voters who are expressing deep concerns about Donald Trump. That is not the party. That is not the unity our party needs for success. Addressing those voters' concerns will make the Republican Party and America better. Yeah, I mean, you know, between 20% and 40% of the voters in all the other states are not on board with Trump. And it's just not that surprising. That's a known. What will that do in the general? We talked about it before. I think there's a lot of unknowns left to figure out. And, you know, even the Democrats, like Biden, has the other vote working against him in a lot of states where, you know, you'd think he'd walk away with 95, 100%. No, he's typically in the 80 to 90% because there's somewhere between a couple of percents frittered away by non-candidates and then the undecideds or the others. They just don't want Joe Biden. Which I think people are, you know, feeling emboldened to say that in a case where it doesn't matter. What would they do in November? I'm hard-pressed to believe that the others are going to vote for Trump, right? But would they? It doesn't matter because Nikki Haley's not running unless she runs as an independent. So big old sweeping victory for President Trump yesterday in Super Tuesday. Obviously, big old sweeping victory for President Biden yesterday in Super Tuesday. And we move on. 2 weeks to Florida. 523 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Paid for by government.com. Here's your chance to get five iconic United States silver dollars spanning the last 150 years in one amazing set. Experts agree this is a must-have for silver coin buyers. That's right. All five silver dollars are legal tender official United States Mint coins. If you call 1-800-973-9717 right now, we'll send you this ultimate five-piece American silver dollar set with each silver coin in extremely fine or brilliant uncirculated condition. Guaranteed. This set includes every type of U.S. silver dollars in American history, issued from 1878 to 2024. Call 1-800-973-9717 now to secure your 150 years of U.S. silver dollars five-piece set. Plus, receive a bonus display case, an information booklet, and free shipping. Don't miss your chance. Call 1-800-973-9717 now to secure your five-piece set of iconic U.S. silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-973-9717.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. Summer is just around the corner, and we are thrilled to offer Explore Summer Camps to provide weeks of fun and education for your school-age children to enjoy. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we share the many camps available this year and how you can get your camper signed up. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. to learn more. That's tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Listen, we'd love to stand around and chat, but we gotta sit down in the lobby and wait for the limo.
It's one of the not as often quoted lines from Spinal Tap, but I love that. Just, you know, we'd love to sit around and talk, but we've got to go sit in the lobby. Oh man, I love that movie so much. 525 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Happy Wednesday to you. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Tuesday, a bipartisan House bill was introduced that would force TikTok to either separate from its Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, or it would be banned in the U.S. The bill gives ByteDance 5 months to divest TikTok before that ban would go into effect. Accused of sharing classified information on a foreign dating app, a U.S. Strategic Command civilian employee appeared in federal court on Tuesday. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel was arrested this past weekend on 3 charges. He's pled not guilty on all of those allegations. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the wildfires that have been scorching the panhandle there are nothing short of catastrophic. He toured the area that was affected by the Smokehouse Creek fire yesterday by helicopter. It's now the largest fire in wildfire in Texas history. Dozens of families have been displaced by the deadly fires. And of course, I believe it was 2 people had died.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, it's awful to watch. It's just, I can't imagine for those people. David, thanks so much for the update. If you have a company and your company is doing well, it means you have employees. It means that you have to take care of benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. You need to manage human resource. You need to take care of payroll. And, you know, when you're a small company, maybe that doesn't seem overwhelming or maybe everything seems okay. And then as you grow, it starts to be a bit much and it starts to be a headache. Or you worry that maybe there's a better way to do it. Cheaper way to do it, a way to do it so you give your employees more options. Well, I'll just tell you, we went with Torgerson Causey after having been with another company for a long time. We went with Torgerson Causey about 7 years ago, and they have been fantastic here at Cat Country and News Radio. They have treated us so well, gave us choices we didn't have, answer questions whenever we ask them. The customer service has been fantastic, and, you know, the insurance industry is what it is, but they're giving us the best version of it that can be found, and I'm super satisfied with them. So if you've got a company you want to help your employees, 433-9996, call Torgerson Causey and just have them come take a look at what you're doing for no obligation, and they'll tell you if they can do it better or not. Maybe they can't. Maybe they can. Just check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Oh, brand new breaking in here. Wall Street Journal, as of 26 minutes ago, is reporting that Nikki Haley is going to leave the presidential race and suspend her campaign. Other sources like CNN and Axios are reiterating that with just within the last couple of minutes. So my expectation is that sometime today she would speak and she would suspend her presidential campaign, and then it would just be a rematch of 2020. I'm done. I just, you know, I got people texting me, Andrew, thank you for saying what you're saying. We all know it's true, and yet here we are. So here we are, you know. Just one last thought. I know we talk about, I try not to talk about Trump and Biden as much as I can because there's so much other stuff worth talking about, and we try to focus more on local news. But again, I feel incredibly schizophrenic when it comes to Trump, because on the one hand, the talking is just unacceptable, intolerable, but the doing is very, very good. You know, whether it's Supreme Court justices or foreign policy or the economy or the border or the military or Israel. He had this weird thing where he would say he would do something and then he did it. And nobody's ever done that before. I mean, that's wild. Now, if we could just get him to stop talking, that would be amazing. But I also understand that politically speaking, there are an awful lot of people who love the talking. And that's befuddling to me, absolutely befuddling to me. But, you know, so be it. America's a complicated place, right? I mean, it really is. 529 News Radio 92.3. Did you lose your Facebook for a little while yesterday? Oh, God, no! No! You know, you lived like 40 years without Facebook, though, right? Do you remember? Even before MySpace. It's so, I don't know. I tried to log in on my phone, and I'm like, oh, this is not working. I'll go back to grocery shopping. Like, you know, you have life otherwise, and it's inconvenient. It's annoying, but is it the end of the world as you know it to not have Instagram for a couple hours? It's almost like the gift you didn't know you needed to get.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump wins 14 of 15 states where Republicans voted on Super Tuesday. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
One of the big questions this morning, how long will Nikki Haley stay in the race? She raised $12 million in February. Her campaign did not offer any clues, saying in a statement, quote, "We're honored to have received the support of millions of Americans across the country today, including in Vermont, where Nikki became the first Republican woman to win two presidential primary contests."
And Nikki Haley will deliver remarks in Charleston, South Carolina, 10 a.m. Eastern. The Wall Street Journal reports Haley will drop out of the race. Mr. Trump speaking to supporters at his Mar-a-Lago estate.
A lot of people say, a lot of experts have said, the stock market's the only thing that's doing well, and that's doing well because our poll numbers are so much higher than Joe Biden's.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3, 61 degrees right now in Pensacola. A six-year-old girl has died after being hit by a car yesterday in Hitzman Park. This happened in the parking lot there on Langley Avenue. Pensacola police say it happened just before 5:30 last night. That girl was taken to Ascension Sacred Heart, where she was pronounced dead. Police so far have not released any information on how this accident happened. As the two-week exclusive negotiation period for the OLF 8 property comes to a close this week, developer Beulah Town Center LLC has now submitted an improved purchase offer. That offer for $22 million for 290 acres. It equates to about $75,862 per acre. The offer also includes a due diligence period of 6 months, a good faith deposit of $500,000, and some areas set aside to add tennis courts over near the Navy Federal Credit Union Outdoor Park. On his blog, District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh did say the top line price still needs to be hashed out, as well as the escrow agreement and funding for the design and construction of the boulevard entrance. The Escambia County Commissioners are slated to discuss the proposal tomorrow at their meeting. Jewish day schools in Florida might soon be able to count on some additional state money to help cover their security costs.
Since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, the Jewish community institutions nationwide have reported an increase of 290% related incidents since last year. This includes several Florida Jewish day schools who have received swatting emails and phone calls.
The full Florida Senate unanimously passed Joe Gruder's bill, which would allow lawmakers to keep replenishing the funds whenever they're needed. The bill has already cleared the House and is now on the way to the governor's desk. Gruder says over the past 5 years, enrollment at Jewish day schools has gone up 50%. At the same time, their security costs have also gone up nearly 50%. With spring break season upon us, local health care providers say they are getting ready for a potential uptick in injuries. Matthew Johnson's the trauma director at HCA Fort Walton Destin. He tells Channel 3 that most common injuries for spring breakers are arm and leg fractures.
We know everybody's going to drink. We know everybody's going to get intoxicated with their friends and have a good time. You know, one of the main things we're asking is that please, you know, take a moment before you say, hold my beer, and think before you dive in head first.
Reiterating the message from beach safety leaders, he does say the Gulf is not a swimming pool and says visitors need to pay attention to rip currents and also to flag warnings. It is 5:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast this morning.
It is going to be a beautiful, sunny, and warm day today. Temperatures warming up near 77 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Thursday, sunshine continues with a high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Rain chances to build in for Friday night with a 70% chance of rain and a high near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And 61 degrees in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 62 in Milton. Your next news at 6. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters today. On the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9, they'll be talking about Easter, Angelina's Supper Club, jazz at Jackson's, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:37 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Happy Wednesday to you. Good to have you with us. I always appreciate when you choose to listen to us. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a variety of things. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've been made to laugh by one of your posts just a moment ago, and we'll come back to that later. Okay. I just want to tell you we're coming back to that later because it's good. Let's go chronologically. We've got a bunch of things that happened. It seems like Tuesday right after. There's always a lot of things happening Tuesdays.
We hold off until after the radio show.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's the events, the press conferences, whatever, so I'm always like a week behind on this, but it's okay. You know, I don't take it personally too often. You had four juveniles involved in a grand theft and a fleeing of the police, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, right?
Yeah. They were out there checking door handles. We got a call a couple hours earlier, and by earlier, I mean around 12:30 or so. We couldn't find them. We went out there in the area, and they were hiding, I guess. A couple hours later, we get a report that they had stolen someone's car from their driveway, and they actually saw them driving away from, I think, the Grocery Advantage over around Lillian. Our deputies were still in the area because we're looking for these hooligans. And we see the car, and it does what bad guys often do and take off, and they think that they're in some sort of a television show. But we ended up doing a pit maneuver and ended up stopping them. We caught two of them initially, and then we caught the other two about an hour or two later. So all four of them were arrested, all charged with, you know, burglary of vehicles and that sort of thing. And the thing was that they were all in their, what I call, early teens, mm-hmm. which is just think about that. Where, you know, where were your kids and where should your kids be at 12, 13, 14 years old?
Right.
They should be at home in bed, you know, but they were not. They were out trying to steal some other people's belongings. And we ended up putting them in jail, and hopefully the judge will, give them the appropriate sentence.
Yeah, I mean, 7th and 8th grade, like that number, 12 and 13, is just hard to wrap your brain around. You know, one of the things that you and I have talked a bunch about recently is, pit maneuvers and disabling vehicles that are involved in car thefts for the connection to drive-bys and shootings of various kinds. Right. We're doing more of that. Are we the only agency that's doing more of that? Or because what I was thinking, honestly, is your officers do it enough that I think they're sort of becoming skilled.
We're just better at it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
It depends. There are many policies, law enforcement policies, allow you to chase for forcible felonies, but they give the rules to their lieutenants, shift commanders, mm-hmm. to calm this thing down quite a bit. The difference that what you're seeing with the sheriff's office now is that we're trying to stop it early. We're not really The pursuit's not the intent. The stop is the intent.
Got it.
And the quick stop is certainly the intent. And both of these that we were talking about earlier before we come in the air are attempts to stop them early. Now, I mean, it does dent our fenders a bit. And I have constant contact with our garage.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not happy about it all the time. But you know, I give them overtime to with a hammer and dent those fenders out. And I think seriously, if you think about the number of felons that we've taken off the street, the number of guns that we get, you know, off the street, and hopefully these criminals will understand. Don't come to Escambia County and think you can just steal something and run and endanger others' lives.
Well, deterrence is ultimately a perception, right? And if they perceive that the tone has changed and they can't get away or get away with it, they will. Theoretically, criminals are, you know, rational to some degree. They will react accordingly. We hope for that change.
It was a good week, though. Again, we had that one. We had the other pit where we had a
on US 29.
Moultrie Jr., 29. Yeah, he was arrested driving a 2023 Silver Genesis. Used to be a nice car. And it's now a used car.
Slightly damaged.
It was a good week for us. Yeah. It was a four-bumper week for us, so we did pretty good.
It's a four-bumper week. Speaking of other things that took place last week, on Tuesday, we had somebody who got shot in a leg. We got an armed robber at a convenience store. And then there was an escaped inmate on Thursday. Where do you want to start?
Well, the escaped inmate, not really ours. It's the state has a work release program right next to our sheriff's office, actually.
Right, right.
And apparently overnight, he battered one of their state corrections employees. I'm not sure if it was a guard or an employee there.
Okay.
Or civilian employee there. And then he jumped the fence and went and headed towards the ECAT system over there. I'm not sure if buses were running then, but I don't think so. So this guy...
You're feisty today.
We put a picture...
I like it.
It's a Tuesday.
I know. It's always a Tuesday. Go on.
So we have put a picture up, and we're hoping if someone can let us know where he is, we'll be glad to return him to the State Department of Corrections custody.
You also had, this was just yesterday, you had David Holland, 42 years old, found a vehicle and a lot of stuff beyond the vehicle.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on. We have deputies out there that understand their beats. They understand their precincts. They understand what cars they see. In this case, they had tried to stop this car before and it fled. But because it wasn't a felony, you know, it didn't fit our criteria for bumping. So we lost sight of the vehicle and let it go. So later on, our deputy sees this car did a lot of research, actually. Found out that the guy went to a store and did some background and found out who he was, found out where he lived, went by the house, and here, boom, lo and behold, there's the car. And there's the guy getting out of the car, but he didn't have enough yet to stop the guy, but he did enough stop to get out with the car. Gets a search warrant, and we find a ton of dangerous drugs. Let me get this whole list here because I think it's important for people to hear this list here. 590 grams of methamphetamine. That's over half a kilo of methamphetamines. 170 grams of cocaine. 699 grams or 700 grams of fentanyl, which is almost a kilo of fentanyl as well.
It's like a pound and a half of fentanyl.
It is a ton of fentanyl. And if you look at it, and you know, we always do this kind of thing so people have an idea, because 2 micrograms can be fatal according to DEA. That would be enough to kill everyone in Escambia County plus 25,000 visitors, because we had to add some to it because that's how dangerous this stuff is. Also a firearm. We did not arrest him yet, but there's a picture of him right next to his all the drugs and the paraphernalia and such and the money. I think we had, $16,000, I believe, was the number there. So if you know where this guy is, he's already on felony probation for our gun charges. And now he's got more guns, he's got more drugs, and you can see the list of all of the...
So why didn't he get arrested? That's...
Well, because he walked away from the car. We did a perimeter. Okay. He walked away, we seized the car because we knew who he was. And we didn't know how much what we'd find in the car.
I got you. Okay.
And so, again, we did set up a perimeter. I was listening to radio at the time. They did a really good job, but we think someone picked him up. He made a phone call real quick before we got into the car.
Okay.
That's what happened.
All right. Were you able to use, what is it called, that NARC alert? What is that device called?
Narcotics analyzer is what we call it.
The NARC analyzer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And was that used in this case? Because, I mean, I start to think about fentanyl and that massive amount, and I get scared, you know, for the officers and what might happen. Was that a device that was able to be used, or do you know?
Well, no. We have 16 of those devices. Thank you. And but we're still going through training. A couple of our deputies have been through training.
That's
but
right.
It's quite a bit of, you know, you have to to make sure it's at zero when we set it and all that kind of stuff. So there's, and sometimes there is, it'll examine, I don't know, over 1,000 drugs, but fentanyl and heroin, you have to do one more step to it. So that's what we're figuring out all
that. Oh, okay. Yeah. So those haven't actually been rolled out to the field just yet. You're getting close. Okay. All right. Fair enough. You also had somebody who got arrested not just the one time in a day. He was looking to break some kind of a record.
Well, I guess, you treat people well enough, they want to come back. You know, it's you build it and they'll come type of thing.
If you like your experience with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, come back for more.
Yeah, we had a guy up there in Century. He was arrested twice. Originally in the morning, he was arrested for having no driver's license. His name is Christopher Pfeiffer, 52 years old. We booked him into jail on Wednesday morning, driving with license suspended, and he also failed to register a vehicle. So basically, car had no tag. So later on that evening, I guess he bonds out on a $650 bond. At 5:17, a deputy sees him in the same car, no tag still ain't got his license fixed. So we stop him. This time he pushes the deputy. As we know, that's not a good thing to do. Push the deputy, tries to run, but he's not very fast. We catch him, and then he pushes away again. This time we tase him.
David's dying over here. My news guy's listening to you. He's like, but he's not very fast.
And he hits the ground from the taser, and he's back in jail for the second time.
Well, I thought if you got arrested once in a day, don't you have immunity the rest of the day? I thought that was how that worked.
No. I think the check-in at the jail was four, so we had to wait until a little later on and get back
in
there.
Same room. They didn't have the room ready for him again.
Yeah, weren't quite ready for him.
All right, fair enough. you're feisty today. You're salty. I like it. Last thing, going back to the giant amount of narcotics that you found in the car, allegedly connected to David Holland, you guys put a picture up on Facebook, and I don't know if it's a secret who's running your social media, but you guys are... You're doing okay, with this one, because you've got a picture of all the stuff.
Right.
And I'm going to narrate a little bit, unless you want to.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So you've got a bag with a Lee brand on it that says brown bag belonging to Lee. You've got an index indicator here, deadly powder, more deadly powder. You've got a gun that's got some gold accents, Goldfinger's firearm, bullet holder for a magazine, rolled currency. Yeah. White box with barcode. That one cracks me up because it just is. It's a white box with a barcode. Bullets, possible secret message in a folded up piece of paper, communications devices, weighing device. In between them, there's a cell phone to which you've said tricorder. Nice Star Trek reference. And then out of all of these, my favorite one is the Chicago Bulls cap, which you have very creatively titled Minor League Basketball Team Cap.
Well, here's what we do. We look at all this stuff and we say, what does it look like it is?
That's right.
And so...
this is if Leslie Nielsen were doing your identification graphics.
Yeah. Well, and no one was killed in this. It's very dangerous drugs. And sometimes we can make fun of how dumb these criminals are. And yeah, we said possible secret message. It was a crumpled up little thing with a number on it. And we thought it was. If you look at the three there were some communication devices, and it amazes me. We do this all the time, quite frankly, and there's always one reference to some. I'm a Star
there's
Trek fan, by the way.
There's something obscure in there. Are you,
okay? Right. Or there's a theme, at least, if you'll read our stuff. And so I said, that looks like a tricorder to me. Well, our social media person is younger than I, and she's like, I don't know what that is. In fact, she misspelt it. Recorder or something. I said, no, it's a Star Trek. And so none of my jokes are any good in there. So anyways, if you're looking at the comments and you want to make a comment, if you're a Chicago Bulls fan, I'm sorry.
Truth hurts.
And if your name's Lee and you lost a brown bag.
You might have it.
We may have what you're looking for. But also just remember, there's a picture of this guy, which we spared for the tagging of him. But we are looking for him, and we would absolutely love to put this killer of neighborhoods in jail.
Very good. Sheriff, made me laugh a bunch today, so I appreciate that. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. Sir, as always, thanks for the time and keeping us safe, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. 5:49 here on News Radio 92.3 if you are in the market for that next vehicle, or you're not sure, like, maybe, I don't know, if you're like me, okay, I always put off buying the thing I need to replace, you know, because... The process of the change is daunting to me, and then you got to go through the shopping and all that. And I just would rather put up a thing that I really can't stand anymore for way too long. Anybody else like that? Well, you're better than that. And if you're putting up with your car, and your car is really not good anymore, then go to Frontier Motors and find out that there can be sweet relief. There can be a car you enjoy driving. There can be a car that you can afford that will be relatively new, you know, 1, 2, 3 years young with low miles and great condition and a good price. And then you can, you know, drive happy instead of driving frustrated all the time, which is kind of what happens when you wait too long. You know, Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. They've been in town doing business here for a long time, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free, family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join today's Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 o'clock with Corey McKern, the artistic director of the Pensacola Opera, as they prepare to pop the bubbly March 15th and 17th for Strauss's beloved operetta, Die Fledermaus, where an elaborate masquerade ball is alive with concealed identities and nonstop laughs. Tickets start at just $25 at PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What? I see this as an absolute win.
Good morning, 5:54 on News Radio 92.3. It's the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, have we gotten any more confirmation about Nikki Haley dropping out? That seemed to be the breaking news about a half hour ago or so.
Right. Well, we're still seeing the same reports, and it seems to be popping up everywhere. So I would expect to see some more on that here very soon this morning.
You said moron.
I did.
Go on.
Oh, it is early this morning. Former President Trump won 12 of his 13 GOP presidential races yesterday, losing only Vermont to Nikki Haley. Again, expecting to see more on... I did it again. More on...
Now all day, you're going to be super sensitive to it. But here's what's funny. You won't notice it in print, and then you'll be reading it, and you'll say, oh.
Oh,
I love
it. I did it again. Oh, no.
That's the best. Go on.
A bipartisan House bill was introduced Tuesday that would force TikTok to separate from its Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, or it would be banned in the U.S. That bill gives ByteDance 5 months to divest TikTok before the ban would go into effect. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott apparently did a helicopter tour of the Smokehouse Creek fire damage there in the Texas Panhandle. That fire, now the largest wildfire in Texas history. Dozens of families, they say, have been displaced.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty terrible story. Going back, what was the middle one, the one you did right after?
TikTok being forced to separate from ByteDance.
Do you have any more on that story?
I don't have any more on that.
I love you so much. Thank you for putting up with me every day. David, thanks so much for the update. 5:56 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is one of those good Lord sort of stories. Really. But I'm going to tell you, and then we'll tell you. It's not as bad as you think. A recent memo put out by the Department of Veteran Affairs by Rear Admiral O. Nelson. I forget what his first name is. I'm looking at the memo, and it's just got the initial. Anyway, here's reads the memo. I just want to read this to you because this is one of those, oh, my God, for real. Assistant Undersecretary for Health and Operations. Two, subject, removal and replacement of VJ Day in Times Square photographs. Purpose. This memorandum requests the removal of the VJ Day in Times Square photograph from all Veterans Health Administration facilities in alignment with the Department of... That's, you know, the sailor kissing the nurse. Okay? One of the most famous pictures in American history celebrating the victory in Europe. Victory in Japan. Excuse me. This actually... Because the sailor wouldn't be redeployed. This action is promoted by the recognition... Sorry, let me go back. It is in alignment with the Department of Veterans Affairs' commitment to maintaining a safe, respectful, and trauma-enforced environment. Sorry, informed environment. God, my reading is so bad today. This action is promoted by the recognition that the photograph, which depicts a non-consensual act, is inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault as outlined in VA handbook and policies numbers given here. Background. The VJ Day in Times Square photograph, captured by Alfred Eisenstadt on August 14, 1945, is an iconic image from the 20th century. It depicts a U.S. Navy sailor kissing a woman dressed in white, a dental assistant in Times Square, New York, on the day Japan's surrender in World War II was announced, marking the war's end. This spontaneous moment was celebrated across the United States, and the photograph quickly became a symbol of victory and the joyous end of the long and devastating conflict. The placement of this photograph in Veterans Affairs facilities was initially intended to celebrate and commemorate the end of World War II and the triumphant return of American soldiers. However, perspectives on historical events and their representations evolve. Recent discussions have highlighted concerns about the non-consensual nature of this kiss, prompting debates of consent and the appropriateness of celebrating such images in today's environment, especially within institutions such as VHA facilities, which are committed to upholding standards of creating a safe and respectful environment. Decision. The Department of Justice's current definition of sexual assault includes any non-consensual sexual activity or any act where the victim cannot consent. This definition is adhered to by the department when applying our policies and guidance by the VA's no-tolerance policy towards domestic violence, sexual harassment, and assault, as outlined in VA handbook policies given. The VA is committed to eliminating these behaviors in our community. Employees have expressed discomfort with the display of this photograph, suggesting that its presence could be construed as a tacit endorsement of the inappropriate behavior it depicts. To foster a more trauma-informed environment that promotes the psychological safety of our employees and the veterans we serve, photographs depicting the VJ Day in Times Square should be removed from all VHA facilities. This action reflects our dedication to creating a respectful and safe workplace and in keeping with our broader efforts to promote a culture of inclusivity and awareness. Thank God Secretary McDonough said, no, you're an idiot, and we're keeping them in the VHA facilities.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.